representing the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I just had a question and possibly booking an appointment.
Yeah.
You guys treated my bird, Indy, the one-legged bird. I don't know if you remember her. But we've also got an Alexandrine parrot. Now, I wasn't home and my brother-in-law let the Alexandrine out and it jumped on Indy's cage and she, like, bit its foot. They had a bit of a squabble. He put him back, like, on his finger, no blood, nothing. When I got home, there's blood on his foot and it looks like a sore, like a ball. I'm going to say like a little ball on his foot.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled him out and I was like, oh, well, I'll stop the bleeding, like try and cornstarch it, sodium chloride, like to clean it up.
Yeah.
But then by the time I got him out, she'd already stopped bleeding. There was no blood.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, it just looks like a lump. I don't know, but like it's obviously like a wound. And I don't know whether it's going to heal on its own or if I need to bring her in and get her treated.
Yeah, like definitely being a bite of some sort potentially. Obviously, you have to be careful that infection, especially being on the foot area, could get infected, and also pain relief as well. We don't want, obviously, pain because that can lead to chewing of the foot and toe as well. Can you actually see a wound there, or is it just a lump now?
Well, I can't really see it, but it is my partner's bird, and it doesn't, like, it'll let me handle it, but not well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So my partner held it. I can't see like a massive wound. Like, but I think it's just me. There probably is something there. It was bleeding, so I'd have to.
Yeah, so it's obviously, it has been open at some point.
Yeah.
Is she bright and alert now?
Yeah, so she was holding her leg up and there was blood on her wing, so I cleaned her wing because I wasn't sure if there was any extra injury. There wasn't.
Yeah.
And she put it down, like she was still eating, drinking, climbing on the cage. She was doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
But still when she perched, she's resting it up.
Yeah, okay. It would be advised to get it checked out just to rule out that there's no infection or anything like that or any wound that needs to be addressed. Definitely. We are booked up this afternoon, but I could get you in. Let me have a look here tomorrow. Listen, if you can get in at 20 past 12 tomorrow, I could get you in then.
Yeah, that will be perfect.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now, you said we've seen Indy, but not this little one. What's your surname?
Potts, P-O-T-T-S.
Dashani, was it?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I remember little Indy. Okay, and what's this Alex's name?
Blossom.
Do you like U-M or O-M?
O-M.
And female, I'm assuming?
Yes, from what I can tell, yes.
All right, and how old are we?
I don't know. Came in at a stray at a vet clinic and was there for 3 weeks, and they're just like, you've got birds, can take it. I said, yes.
Okay, so how long have you had it for?
About a month.
Okay.
No ring on the neck or anything like that, so.
Yeah. So she's either, he is either under 18 months or it's a she and it could be, I don't know how old. Let me say 1 year and then we'll just work from there. It doesn't really matter. Okay. So I'll pop you in at 20 past 12 tomorrow. Please, in the morning, if things deteriorate, if it gets worse, if further bleeding or anything like that, give us a call. We can organise a drop-off for the doctor to have a look in between her consults then. If it happens...
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. So not yesterday, day before, same vet clinic, little budgie. We've had it for a week, don't know what to do with it. So I was like, yeah, I'll take it home. Kept it separate. It was, I'm going to say, 4 months old. I don't know a lot about budgies, just from the research I did. So, you know, nesting, and then... Last night, like, it would all case of Kate, like the day I had it, and I was like, as soon as you let it out, fine. Then it started trying to lift like the base of the cage up and burrow itself, and I was like, something's not right. But it was like 6:30 by this point. So I was like, got it out, and it was fine. 10:30 last night, it laid on a blanket on me and fell asleep. When I picked it up, its little legs, like, it couldn't get its legs under it to stand. And it was trying, like, I tried to, like, the reflexes, like, put my finger to see if it would grip. Its right leg, it would. Its left leg, it would, like, kind of move it, but not, like, grip. And then we were, like, emergency vets, every bird I've taken that aren't bird vets, they end up just putting them down. So I was like, we'll see, keep it warm tonight, like, check on it. And first thing tomorrow morning, when you guys open, I'll ring you and bring it down. But it passed away overnight. Now, it had, like, no feathers missing. It was missing its tail, but it also got brought in as a stray. So I was like, I don't know. Its beak was fine, no discharge, no, like, it was still alert.
Yeah. Did it have, was it a boy or a girl?
I think it was a boy.
Okay. What colour was it, Sia? Was it blue?
I have a photo. It was blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, it could be a number of different things. If it came in as a stray, it could have been some internal trauma, especially having its no tail. Has it been attacked by other birds, a predatory animal of some sort? If it could have had some other medical issues going on, it could have been a beak and feather carrier for all we know. We don't know. Yes, but these guys, especially budgies, can get a bacteria called Macrorhabdus, which can make them quite ill. And especially under periods of stress, that can come about, and unfortunately, they can pass away from it as well if they're quite immune suppressed with it. So, as I said, it could have been a number of different things. Having it quarantined is the best thing that you've done, because you don't want to introduce this little guy, especially if it had been unwell. So hard to say exactly what was going on with it, but definitely it was not well, and hence why it has been brought in, and for it. Yeah, to be not having the use of its legs as well, whether it was a seizure, whether it was energy deficient, medical issues, we just don't know. So, yeah, definitely make sure that whatever this little guy was housed in, that you clean it extremely well, make sure that you've had no contact with your other birds with after handling this one, or all the normal quarantine type advice that you would have.
Yeah, I've got Epsom spray there, so I was like, when I get home, I'll disinfect everything. That budgie was in. But I was devastated. I was hoping I could get it to you guys, because I was like, yeah, something's not right. I checked his respiratory rate. That seemed fine. And then, yeah, it just couldn't use his legs.
It was very, very sick by whatever was going on. It was a very sick bird, and probably no intervention that we would have done would probably have made the outcome any better, unfortunately.
Didn't think so, because with birds, they're good at hiding illnesses till the dying minute, hey, pretty much.
Yeah, well, they're predatory animals, prey species, sorry. So they're going to mask their symptoms. If they show that out in the wild, they're just going to be prey to everything. It's not until they're very sick that they will actually start showing symptoms.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your help, and I will be there tomorrow.
Not a problem. As I was saying, if Blossom happens to start bleeding or anything overnight, put pressure on it. Try and stop the bleeding. But it sounds like it's probably just a superficial thing. But if there's a bit of a lump, obviously, it could be inflammation and stuff from that bite area. But we'll get her in tomorrow and we'll have a look, see what needs to be done, and address it.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks to Shani. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Bye.